Now, I'm not sure about you, but one of my favorite things is discovering new music that is really, really good. And it seems like radio, TV, and mainstream music is just not producing music that I enjoy so much these days. With that said, I want to break down the best rock albums of 2023, in my personal opinion. And yes, I will give you my personal choice for what the top album is by the end. You probably haven't heard of many of these albums and artists, but that's even more of a reason to stay tuned all the way until the end so you can hear my insights about each album. And hear what album I'm saying is my favorite of the bunch. Let's find out what albums made the list. First up, There's More to It Than Climbing by Decent Criminal. It's no secret that I truly love Decent Criminal. Bloom is still probably my personal favorite album of theirs, and Bliss was an excellent follow-up as well. Now, There's More to It Than Climbing has a bit of a split personality going on with it, and that could be due to the fact that some of these songs were recorded and produced at different times, or because the album wasn't recorded in the same way as previous albums due to COVID, or because the band had a core member change, or just the band is growing up and reshaping their sound a bit. Either way, this album definitely goes in a bit of a different direction with some of the slower jams on here, while still having some absolute rock bangers on here as well. Now, as I mentioned, the band did have a bit of a shakeup, as the band's previous guitarist, Brian Gelman, did leave the band because he had a child and needed to stay close to home, and basically Decent Criminal is touring nonstop now. To give you a popular comparison of two bands that kind of make up what I would say the sound of this album, is maybe if you took like Sublime and Nirvana and put them in a record together, that's kind of what this sounds like. And I would say my suggestions for top songs on this album are definitely Soothe and Driving for just how hard they rock. Honorable mentions, I would say definitely You Dog and Hold Me Down, which are just great songs as well. This might also be the most versatile album since their debut self-titled album, which has unfortunately now been removed from streaming platforms as far as I can tell. It's also the band's first album in 4 years, and I think it would have been absolutely epic if they included the two singles Reap and Summer Trip, which were released in between albums as songs either from an EP or just like a standalone single. And I also really like their version of their song Time that the band put out on the Beacon One split EP with Direct Hit. It's hard to choose which version of that song should have made it on the album, but since they already released the heavier, more punk rock, and I would say more appropriate version of the song for the split, it made sense that the more chill version is on the album. Now, it's a close competition, but Soothe may actually surpass my personal favorite song of theirs, Void, which came from that album Bloom. It's very close though, they're so good. Like I said, I truly love this band and this album, but is it the best rock album of 2023 in my opinion? Now up next is Till Your Lungs Fall Out by Grave Secrets, which is an absolutely brilliant debut album from this LA band. And as the band admits, they're heavily influenced by Joyce Manor and Tidal Fight, which is pretty evident if you know those bands. Now that's not to say that they're a copy band by any means. They just have some, you know, vocal harmonies or guitar riffs here or there that give you a very Joyce Manor or Tidal Fight vibe in some of those songs. Their energy and their lyrics in the songs are absolutely stellar. I would call the sound maybe more like emo punk, for lack of a better phrase, because the lyrics and singing style might fit the emo genre, but the playing is more on the punk side with a border on the hardcore sound. So when I listen to some of their top songs like Mood Ring and Fuck Shit Up, which are two of their singles, you really get the idea that they can go from this melodic sound all the way into these more hardcore or more rocking kind of, you know, sounds as well. Now, a couple songs that I want to mention as well are No One to Hear You and Son of Me, both really good songs. And it's noteworthy that the song No One to Hear You was explained to me from the lead singer and lyricist Vinnie Morales as being about the twin brother of his estranged dad who committed suicide and died not from jumping off a bridge, which he did, but from actually being so badly injured from doing it when he hit the ground, he was unable to move and actually suffocated in the mud, which brings an explanation of Morales' background as both having no father growing up, but also how his dad actually suffered mental anguish from this event. It was pretty heavy and a pretty incredible story that he actually did share that with me, and very personal, right? And I appreciate that he shared that with me. I just wanted more people to know about that, because for anybody who ever grew up without a dad or kind of grew up without dad being around or whose parents passed away or anything like that, they're going to get a lot of personal intimacy from Grave Secrets lyrics. Now, all that said, does that make this my top album of 2023? Next up is Constant Springtime by Magazine Beach. This is another debut album on the list. This band is a kind of Philly, DC-based band, And they are kind of interesting because they have two singers in the band, one female and one male lead vocalist, which gives me vibes of like Taking Back Sunday mixed with Group Love. And those two bands are some of my favorite bands, so it's a pretty incredible mix. This album is actually really versatile, with some songs being straight up punk sounding and others completely being in a power pop vibe and even an a cappella song. So if you're looking for something that's totally unique, something you probably haven't heard, and something that's really, really cool, I would highly recommend this album. Speaking of really cool or totally cool, that's actually the name, Totally Cool, of one of the top songs on this album. I think it was actually the first single as well. The other song I would highly, highly recommend is the song Window. Now, Window is the a cappella song that I was talking about. And if you listen to this entire album in order and you get to that song, I think you'll be blown away. It may not be the perfect single all by itself, but it's truly an incredible song, because once you get to it in that particular order, it kind of breaks everything up and just kind of blows you away. It blows your mind by what you're hearing. So I think if you listen to the entire album, you're going to know exactly what I mean. If you don't and you just go to listen to that song, it might not hit as hard. Now, some other honorable mentions for songs that I would highly recommend are Bitter Sun and Summer Hits. And I kind of want to give a personal note here, because the first time I heard the song, I was on a morning bike ride and I had my earbuds in, and just listening to the album go through, it absolutely blew me away. I had no expectations. I'm really glad I spent the time to listen to this album, because more people should know about it. It has intricate guitar work with perfect harmonies and great all-around musicianship that complements the songs perfectly. The album is definitely one of the most underrated albums of 2023, and it made this list based on how sheerly awesome it is alone. So is that the right mix to be named the top rock album of 2023? The fourth album on this list is probably a band that a lot of you have heard about. It's the new album from Hot Mulligan called Why Would I Watch? Now, this album is pretty much straight fire all the way through. I also had a slight prediction that kind of came to fruition about it, in that it's as good as it is, I wondered how the staying power would sit with me. And I'll say that I've definitely listened to this album less than all the other albums on this list, but that does not take away from how good it is, because it really is a great album from top to bottom. Maybe the one slight on this album is that it doesn't have a standout single, as all the songs are kind of all pretty equally good. And unfortunately, the world is built on singles, so if you're looking for a bunch of singles, it's just literally, it's like 10 or 12 singles, however many songs are on this album, and you just have to find which one you like the best. But my personal opinions, top songs would be Shh, Golf Is On. That's actually the name of the song. And then Cock Party 2, Better Than the First, which is a strange title. I don't even know if that has anything to do with the song, but it's a very good song. Now, the reason why Shh, Golf Is On is one of my favorites on this album, probably is my favorite, is even without the theme of the deadbeat parent, which kind of seems like a recurring theme with some of the albums we're talking about, I didn't even know what the song was about at first for the first five or six times I heard it. This is just the best all-around song on the album. The personal conflict just makes it even more interesting. Now, a couple of songs on here that I'd also like to mention are Christ Alive, My Toe Damn It Hurts, which is a very brain-busting title, and Gan Media Retro Games, which I don't even know if that has anything to do with the song. Again, some of these titles are just seemingly pulled out of thin air. Now, you also know if you listen to Hot Mulligan, they've got a lot of attention in the past, like 365 days, the past year, by playing big festivals and having a pretty successful U.S. tour, and they're still going on tour actually right now. And, you know, I think this album has to be considered their breakthrough album, even if fans might love other songs or other EPs or albums more. The one thing I would say is there's one guitar part in the song No Shoes in the Coffee Shop or Socks that just really annoyed me, as it sounded like a corporate soundtrack guitar part. Now, you have to listen to the actual album to kind of hear what I'm talking about, but it's just like, it sounds like Good Morning America in the background, and they might have done that on purpose, but for me, it just sits wrong and sounds weird. So that's my kind of one gripe about that album. But this album had the most live energy come through it of probably any other album of the year, which is a really good thing. I think when I can hear an album and feel like I'm watching it live or hearing them perform it live or see it, you know, kind of like that, it really brings the music to another level. But does that give me reason to make it my top album of 2023? And now we come to the fifth album on this list, by a band that I've really enjoyed over the past few years called White Reaper and their album Asking for a Ride. Now, this is probably, if not most likely, my first favorite rock album of last year, as it came out in January, and I just kept forgetting about it the longer the year went on, but it is a really good rock album full of heavy guitars and perfect vocals. White Reaper seems to never put out bad music. And I've actually gone on record before saying that I wish what White Reaper is what I wish Weezer would have become instead of the majority of the music Weezer puts out. That's not to say that, you know, Weezer puts out only bad music these days. But, you know, Weezer, when it first started, I wish that they would have kind of gone in the same direction that White Reaper did. Heavy guitars, good vocals, good songs, you know, interesting music. Whereas Weezer kind of puts out some duds these days. Now, going back to White Reaper, they are a great mix of punk rock and power pop, which for my taste is one of the most perfect combinations for rock music. The video for Fog Machine also reminds me of a mix of old school Oasis music videos, kind of mixed with some Radiohead in there. Maybe even a little bit of Portishead, if you ever remember what Portishead or any of their videos look like. And I would say definitely some of their top songs in the album would include Fog Machine and Pages, which I believe are actually both the singles that they released for that album, which is kind of rare that I ever pick, you know, the singles as the top songs. But you listen to them enough and sometimes they grow on you. So these ones were definitely up there. And then other honorable mentions, I would say Asking for a Ride and Crawl Space are very good songs as well. Now, it's worth noting that this band is one of the most radio-friendly rock bands and actually kind of commercially successful bands out there, or at least on this list. And they deserve all the attention that they've been getting. I mean, they're a really good band. Don't get me wrong. They are one of the best up-and-coming American bands. And I won't say anything bad about the band. You know, it's just one of those things that, like, when bands get big, people tend to say, oh, well, you can't put big bands on lists like this because, you know, my show really focuses on independent music. But these guys aren't, like, rich and famous like, you know, the Foo Fighters or anything like that. And I do think that they deserve all the credit that they get. But all these things combined, is this my favorite rock album of the year? The sixth album on this list is The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons by The Hives. Now, after what I just told you about how I don't really put big bands on lists like this, I do. I mean, I have to, because you can't just deny big bands. If they put out good music, you put them on the list, right? But what I will say is that, you know, a lot of people will hate on big bands or, you know, commercially successful bands just because that's what they do. They're jealous of success. I'm not that person. I will say if a band or an album is really good, I'll put them on any list just because it deserves to be there. This is actually the first album from The Hives in over 10 years. And it is one of the most critically acclaimed rock albums of the year just due to their commercial success and the fact that the band had been touting the album as, quote unquote, soon to be award winning for the whole year. And there's plenty of reason to see how they could win several awards due to their popularity over the years. Their top songs and the first two, you know, singles that they put out were Bogus Operandi and Countdown to Shutdown. Countdown to Shutdown is a fantastic song, and I'll speak about that in just a second. Other honorable mentions, I would say, are Two Kinds of Trouble and Stick Up, which uses an interesting, pretty, like, kind of percussion-y sound. And it sounds like it could be on the Peaky Blinders soundtrack. I don't know if you watch Peaky Blinders, but if you watch Peaky Blinders and then listen to Stick Up, it's kind of like a match made in heaven. So, you know, if Peaky Blinders has a spinoff or something, maybe Stick Up can be the, the theme song for that. Now, it's worth noting that the band's original bassist left the band back in 2013 for health reasons. But fans will get to see Dr. Destruction in the music video for Countdown to Shutdown, which is an absolutely fantastic music video. Probably my favorite personal, you know, rock song and also music video of the year. One of them, at least. And I probably listened to this album more than any other album from last year. It was a very easy to pop in and get a 30-minute exercise routine in with, as it runs at just 31 minutes and 26 seconds. So, you know, get set up, you know, do your workout and get done. About 31 and a half minutes. Now, with all that in the mix, is that grounds enough to be my top pick for 2023? Now, the last album on this list is Franzoli by Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. And I fucking love Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. And Franzoli is either my favorite or second favorite album of theirs that they've put out to date. This Aussie band has been putting on an absolute DIY clinic of how to create a great band, a great brand, and make music in the most creative possible ways while still making face-melting rock music. Their song names are hilariously wacky, but the songs are anything but jokes. They pretty much blaze from start to finish, and when they bring in slower songs, they even kind of make it somehow, you know, mellow, but still put it in their own way. And when I talked to Jack, the lead singer, he had mentioned that one of his biggest influences was the Beatles, so it makes sense that when they slow a song down, it does have these kind of jammy, Beatles-y vibes. Couple of songs on here that I would highly recommend, and I would say as soon as you turn on this album, if you just play it from start to finish and you hear the song Nightmare, K-I-L-L-N-G, meow, That song, that's, like I said, they got some wacky song names. That song just pumps. Like, I mean, that is probably, it's got to be one of, if not the best songs of the entire year. It's so goddamn good. So right from the start, it's just straight up smashing it. And then the song Hot Heat, Wow Hot. Again, it's a really weird song title, but that song also smashes. And I'd give a couple honorable mentions to Captain Gravity Mouse Welcome, which is one of those kind of Beatles-y vibey songs. And then Pillhouse Papa Moonshine, which is another fantastic album. And they just put out a video for that as well. Now, these guys have been putting out an album pretty much every year, I think, for the past 3 years. And each one is very solid. And they're more and more concentrated on creating great rock music than kind of on their first two albums, which were more jam band style albums, which kind of led to 8-minute songs and some of that stuff, which far be it for me to knock on that, because some of my favorite bands are Rush, Coheed and Cambria, and Primus, and other prog rock bands that kind of fit right in that wheelhouse. So I'm not going to say don't make 8-minute songs. If they rock, they rock. And, you know, Psychedelic Porn Crumb's first two albums absolutely did rock. But this new brand of their music makes them a force to be reckoned with. I've put their album up for the best rock album each of the last 3 years. So will this finally be the year they get my pick for best rock album? All right, so I've given you all my kind of insights and expert analysis, you know, and kind of a brief summation about all 7 albums on this list. So let's talk about what is my personal pick for the best rock album of 2023. After all was said and done, I kind of had to go on a couple criteria here. You know, number one, what was truly my favorite album, regardless of hype or outside criticism? 2, what album do I still find myself going back to for more listens because it's so damn good? 3, what album do I think has the longest staying power in my personal rotation? And 4, what album can I stand behind as my choice regardless of peer pressure or external reasoning? So without further ado, my pick for the 2023 Rock Album of the Year is The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons by The Hives. It is just so fucking good. And it's not because they're the most popular or most successful band on this list by any means. I actually sometimes feel like I have to grade bands on a curve for the fact that more people listen, they have more money put into production, and more resources to market the album kind of makes it easy to, you know, kind of give them that advantage and persuade fans. But this album was just truly great. And like I said, I truly love Countdown to Shutdown, both the song and the video. And I will give some heartfelt apologies to Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, as their album was absolutely phenomenal. And this is the second time I've actually had them coming in at runner-up over the last 3 years. And coincidentally, the last time they took second was also to a Scandinavian rock band, that band being Death by Unga Bunga. But I just had to go with my gut and say that The Hives put out a timeless album that unfortunately just coincided with Franz Zoli coming out. But I just had to go with my gut and say that The Hives did put out a truly timeless album that just unfortunately coincided with Franz Zoli by the Porn Crumpets coming out. Now, even though I did pick my favorite album, I really want you to do your own research, listen to all 7 of these albums and other, you know, other new music as well. Go out, check out new music, listen to the albums on this one, and then let me know what you think of them, right? Because they're all absolutely worthy of being considered, and I know I will continue to listen to them all. Feel free to leave your comments below about what your favorite rock album of 2023 was, and pretty much why. You know, tell me why you hated my list, why you hated my choice, or whatever, but let me know. And remember, the Powered by Rock podcast is powered by our listeners. To show us some support, please be sure to subscribe. You know, hit that little subscribe button, hit the bell, and share the podcast on social media as well. That stuff really helps us out. You can also click below to make a donation to the podcast to help us keep making some awesome episodes with awesome guests. And if you want to check out some of our awesome content or our merch and gear, like this sweet hoodie, head to poweredbyrock.com to see what's good. That's everything for today. I'll see you soon for the next episode. Until then, rock on. Supposed to be